The Marlins squaring off with the Athletics in the first of a two-game set. D. Gordon ready for this one. We pick it up 3-0 Miami in the second. A man on and Gordon at the dish facing Jesse Hahn.
Strong arm at all. In fact, two hops, one in there.
Gordon lines it in the gap, right center field. Joyce is not going to get it, and Ichiro is racing for third. Freddy Gonzalez sends him. Gordon's not stopping. He'll get to third with a triple, and it's 4-0. When we have an opportunity, Bohr, breaking ball, drills it. Right field, and deep, and gone. Another homer against a lefty. And another homer in the month of May. Boy, Justin Bohr has just been terrific once the calendar turned to this month.
I told you he wants to keep it on May. Why not? May all season long. Justin Bohr jumps all over a breaking ball. Fastball command got away just a bit at the beginning of this inning.
Breaking ball line center. Yelich back there and got it. And Barraclough survives. And the Marlins hang on to their 3-run lead. That one is launched left field, deep, and gone. Rajay Davis blasts a 2-run homer, and A.J. Ramos here in the ninth has given up a 3-spot. And thank goodness for those insurance runs for Miami.
Really is the difference in this ball game right now. As you see the score, 20 runs scored tonight.
For Ramos, too, the other issue is this. He came in, obviously, just to get some work to finish the inning. But now at 33 pitches, is it a chance that you've lost him tomorrow?
Yes.
2-2. Got him! A changeup. And A.J. Ramos finishes a wobbly ninth inning. The A's put 3 on the board, but the Marlins' big lead pays off, and it's 11-9, the final here tonight.
The Marlins hang on to win it 11-9. Justin Bohr with 4 hits, 2 RBIs, and 4 runs scored. Giancarlo Stanton finishes with 3 hits and an RBI, and Jesse Hahn had to leave the game in the third inning with a right tricep strain. The Athletics outslugged by the Marlins in this one. Manager Bob Melvin spoke after the game.
We'll see. We'll know more tomorrow. With Yonder, it's just a bruise. X-rays were negative, so it'll be his call tomorrow whether or not, you know, the pain tolerance. It's probably going to be a little bit sore, so it'll be a game-time decision tomorrow. I wasn't really sure. I mean, once he started walking off the field, I thought he was coming out of the game too, but, you know, just checked him and, you know, ended up going back out and running, but after that had to come out.
What about Jesse? When did he first start feeling that tricep?
Just during, you know, toward a little bit before we took him out. We saw the velo going down and felt great before the game in the bullpen and no issues leading up to that. And then just got a little tight on him.
How much of a stress was that on the bullpen having to pick up so many innings?
Yeah, I mean, it was. We've found out a way, you know, we figured it out and, you know, put ourselves in position in the last inning to, you know, be have the tying run close to being at the plate. So, it was a strange game. You know, at one point in time, we're just trying to figure out how to get through the game and not use any of our main guys. And next thing you know, we're back in the game. So a little bit of a strange game. That's why you stay with them. And, you know, can a strike three, if that's a ball, it's a whole different game there too. So strange game.
What did you think of Jesse's performance before the injury?
It wasn't his best game, but obviously his stuff was limited based on the fact he wasn't feeling great and wasn't throwing nearly as hard as he normally does.
Up next, the brief two-game set against the Marlins concludes on Wednesday. Sonny Gray on the hill.